gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and you know what time it is. It's time for Boat Smart, where we have our experts on boating and boating mechanics and safety and water and fishing and football, too.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. Our guests this morning and experts we have with us, Stefan Schmidt, who is one of the Marine Services instructors at Georgetown Technical College, as well as we have Bill Kidwell, who is here with Key Marine Center. He's their services manager. So welcome, guys.
Hello.
Welcome to, again, back on a Friday with Boat Smart.
Here we are.
Here we are.
I'm looking at the weather. It's kind of moving out of here a little bit.
A little bit.
It's kind of gloomy out there.
I'm keeping fingers crossed that we're going to have a good weekend.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, it was out here long enough to be able to have the football game last night, so
yeah,
that was
so
good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
And they won 34-31. They upset.
That's awesome.
Southern Illinois. So this is an exciting beginning to Division I football.
There you go.
There
awesome.
You go. Yeah.
It is that time of year, right?
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, boating and football games and Sonny's barbecue and all that good stuff
yes,
going
sir.
On.
Yes, sir. I know. I love it.
I know. I'm always starving when I walk in here. I listen to Elton every time.
Hello. Like, welcome to my world. Somehow the schedule.
He never has anything for me, though. You eat it all up, Meg, right. before
hey,
I get here.
Very rarely do I get to complain every
week.
Oh,
my gosh. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620. Let me rephrase that. We can text it. 850-437-1620. That's kind of the best way to do that. And we're more than happy to take your calls and comments or any questions you may have for us today. And we can help you out on any, maybe you repair your boat on the air. Who knows?
Well, you know, we've had some rain. We've had some weird weather. I don't know how much that affects people's boats if they've had them out in the water during some of these thunderstorms and lightning storms.
Just need to make sure that the, yeah, lightning,
I mean,
definitely lightning, you know. We could talk about that some today,
say,
too, because lightning does some weird stuff to boats, don't
yeah.
Bill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
no
what I was
doubt.
Thinking. Maybe you wouldn't know if the dock got hit and you weren't out there,
I got
right?
some stories about that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
When you're in this business for so long, you end up with little weird problems, and a lot of times it's caused by lightning. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. That's a good subject to get on today for sure. So Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. You can also check them out on Facebook as well. They are your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, MerCruiser Repower Center, and they can service all those products for you. So check them out there on Bower Road. They are more than happy to help you out on any kind of problems. They can come to you as well.
That's always good to know.
Yeah, they can go to you. You can bring the boat in. They can actually trailer you in, too. Mm-hmm. So you guys have some trailers available as well that you can put boats on.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. We sure
that.
Do.
Yeah.
We have a fleet of trailers, and we're running two mobile service vans all the time.
Okay, so I didn't realize that.
That's a big deal. A lot of boats, they don't have people don't actually have trailers for boats sometimes, or they're in a high drive and are too large to tow and things like that. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. You know, when you think about getting a boat, you got to think about a trailer and a truck and all the things that go along with that too.
Yes.
You know, it kind of can get expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So, well, we've been busy over at Georgetown Tech. I do want to go ahead and just announce the winner of our Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade video that we had
good.
Out.
Yes,
yeah, that was that
it.
Video about the walk around with that I did through our classroom and showed all the motors and stuff. We actually added 95 more views since that show started.
Awesome.
We have one new subscriber, which is awesome, and 15 likes. Very few comments. People don't like to comment for some reason, so I don't know what happened to that, but we do have a winner, Mr. Steve Savage. He is the winner of the Boats YouTube Boat Smart, so he's going to get a cup of his choice from Blinkfest Creations. He's going to get a challenge coin of his choice and a sticker from my program as well, and a Mercury shirt from Key Marine as well.
Oh, wow.
So,
he won the whole submission.
He did.
Bang.
And he can reach out to me on my cell phone at 850-393-4212. Almost forgot my number.
Well, we don't call ourselves.
I don't call myself, so, you know. I do text myself sometimes, but, you know, I'm a little weird that way.
Yeah,
I don't know. You ever do that? You send yourself reminders on a text? I do that every once. I'll shoot a reminder to myself.
No.
That way it pops up on my phone. If I'm busy or something, real quickly shoot myself a text.
I just put in my calendar.
Sometimes I'm not by my computer, and, you know.
Well.
I'll just text
Whatever
you.
Works.
Here we go. I'm going to text you, Meg. You put it on your calendar and put me on that calendar, and then I'll know
goodness.
What's going on.
There you go.
I'm that busy anyway. It's crazy how busy we get over there at Georgetown. So we have had a busy week. We're working on electrical systems again. You know, when new students come in after about, oh, gosh, it's about 6 weeks in or less, we start getting into electrical. We already did our precision measuring and torque wrenches, and now we're into electrical systems. So we're doing that. Meter training, I had, let me count my search. I had four certifications in meter training last night. People passed their meter training test, so that's really good. So really happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just, I'm just always constantly moving in that classroom and the shop. I typically lecture the first half of the day from 2:30 until 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second half, I try to get out into the shop and move around and stuff like that and get out there and see what students are doing. So busy, busy, busy.
Very hands-on, no doubt.
Very hands-on. 850-437-1620. We got a text over there?
We've got a couple texts coming
in. Let's do it.
We just gave you the number, 850-437-1620. The first question, where can I find a nice used boat on the weekend?
Well, answer that one.
A nice used boat.
It says on the weekend.
On the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
To borrow?
I don't know. Maybe we could address both. If you're buying one, if you want to try to find a good used boat to buy.
Most of the dealers are open on the weekends, mm-hmm. on Saturdays. So if you want to, you know.
But there's also, I know that there's clubs and things that you can join where
you
can take a boat out.
Yeah, you can join a boat club as well. So
right.
It just depends.
There's a couple.
I mean, we could probably mention them. I'm aware of Freedom.
No, I mean, there's a few of them. They're Freedom, and I don't know of any other ones. But, you know, when you look at the boat club thing, it's something to think about because there is a big down payment that you got to put, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a monthly fee,
mm-hmm.
right? You don't have any maintenance or anything like that. You still have to pay for your fuel when you use their boats. It's not like it's a free boat ride.
Right.
And if you have an accident, you're also liable for that a lot of times. So it just depends on the situation, so...
Yeah, and I believe, too, that there's, you know, a lot of times there's scheduling conflicts and all, but as far as buying a used boat, you know, they would have to go on, like, there's several venues you can go, but let me go ahead and recommend, as one of my points I was going to talk about today, a pre-buy inspection. Anytime that you're going to buy a boat, you need to get that done. We do those all the time over at Key Marine, and here in a little while, I'll give you a few examples of why you should do that.
Yeah, it gives you a good idea what shape the boat is in whenever you purchase
Very
it.
Very smart.
I don't know if we answered his question properly or not, her question, but thank you for that.
And we've got another one now. This is probably the one for you, Bill.
Okay.
Do you have a dock to park your boat to have access for an engine on a sailboat that is in the water?
So what they're asking to see if you have a place where you can store a boat at a dock for a little while you service the boat in the water. So
no, I don't believe we do. I'm a little bit confused by that.
I think they want to be able to pull their boat right up to your shop, right up to your location.
Oh, we're not on the water, no.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Not.
And that's what they're asking.
Sailboats, they brings a whole new, you know, curveball to the situation because they have special trailers and all. If, you know, we have trailers that are just for V-bottom boats. We don't have any that are for pontoons or sailboats.
Oh, okay. All
right. But they can go to that boat.
Yeah, so we could go to.
Oh, okay. There you go. So they could come to your dock.
And
then.
Some things we can do with the boat in the water. Mm-hmm. Quite a few things, and some we can't.
Okay.
They could just call us. And
what's that number again? Maybe they should call and just find out.
It's 850-492-0487.
Okay, I got another text rolling in. This is a good morning. People are thinking about their boats this morning. 850-437-1620. This one's a more technical question. I have a small hole in a spark plug boot on my Mercury outboard. Could I just wrap that in electrical tape?
I wouldn't recommend it.
It needs to be replaced.
Yeah, replace it.
Yep.
So how do they go about doing that?
So
I have no idea. I'm asking the question.
Well, you know, that's not a major, you know, repair, really.
It'd be major for me.
It depends on what type of... it may be that you have to buy an assembly, too.
Oh.
So it just depends. So definitely what I would do is call Key Marine with your serial model number, and ask them to look at that for you and see if they have one in stock or they can order one. And then you can determine at that point, is it easy enough to replace?
There you go.
So the problem is when you put electrical tape around those they can still arc out of that through that electrical tape.
Oh, really?
The plug wires and boots are made so the electricity can't leave them.
Mm-hmm.
So little pinholes and cuts and things like that can cause a misfire.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the spark itself will find a path of least resistance if it can, and that's what it does when there is a hole. If that hole is close enough to the cylinder block, that it could do that. I got a feeling that question came from one of my technicians because he ran into that just a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. So don't use electrical tape is what you're saying.
No, it's not a good idea. And spark, and just to clarify what he was saying, some of them you can get just the wire, and some of them you have to get the coil and the wire as an assembly, mm-hmm. Together. But, yeah, like he said, give us a call, and we'll definitely let you know how much it is and how soon we can get it if we don't already have it in stock.
Okay, and what's that number again?
850-492-0487.
Okay, got quite a few questions coming in this morning, so if you've got a question, just text it in at 850-437-1620. And our guys always come in with things that they want to talk about, so I know, Bill, you've got a list of some topics that you had brought in. And one of them is, the question is, why are you called a repower facility?
Well, that's mainly because we do not sell new boats. I mean, that's by choice.
Mm-hmm.
We get approached by boat manufacturers all the time wanting us to, floor their boats and sell them. And like we've talked in the past, a lot of the good boats out there, the motors do not last as long as the boat. And from a cost standpoint, it's a really good idea to repower. And then we're a repower facility because we buy our motor. We are the OEM dealer. We don't buy them from another dealership. We get them directly from the factory. And to kind of real quick put it into perspective of what we're talking about there, we've got a boat that Nick is working on right now doing level 4 upgrade. And not only is he doing that, but the entire boat, it's a WorldCat. We're doing through holes, replacing and bringing that entire boat up to like new standards, pretty much, with the whole dash being redone and all new electronics, all pumps and everything. And that boat brand new is in the $300,000 to $350,000 range, and we're doing it for about $100,000.
Wow.
So that's a third of the cost, and then short of a really good detail job, he's got a new boat because Nick's looked at it very closely,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking about moving battery switches and everything.
Wow.
So it is, from a cost standpoint, it can be, definitely a good alternative, but because we don't sell new boats, that's why we are a repower facility.
Okay.
Yeah, and you got to be careful when you're looking for repowers. There's a few places around Pensacola. I know they're all over the country, but they'll end up buying boats that were hurricane damaged or sunk, mm-hmm. or something like that. And then they still have factory warranties on them and stuff, and they'll try to claim, that the warranty's still good and stuff. And I've heard several horror stories about this recently. And the motors have possibly sank and things like that, and they're trying to repower, and they're taking several motors and putting them together, making a new or good motor for you with a factory warranty that really doesn't apply because the boat's been damaged or the motor's been damaged,
mm-hmm.
And then they sell you that bill of goods, and you go to file warranty on it, and the next thing it's been underwater,
Okay.
And the manufacturers, they can figure that out by looking at the motor internally, externally, and figure out that this boat has sunk,
Right.
or the motor has sunk. So that happens quite often.
Okay, got another question coming in. I'm looking at buying an outboard for my speedboat. Will a two-stroke be faster than a four-stroke?
Not necessarily nowadays. They got some really awesome four-strokes out there. I mean, historically, people, did use two-strokes, but four-stroke is the way to go nowadays.
Yeah, you're going to have a hard time to find a two-stroke anyway,
mm-hmm.
if you're looking for new.
And
but,
it sounds like a speedboat says speed, right?
when you're looking at two-stroke versus four-stroke, the four-strokes, depending on the motor and how they're set up, it can, with variable cam timing and how they're supercharged or not supercharged, all these different factors
mm-hmm.
Help with how the boat is going to perform out of the hole and, up top end range and things like that. The four strokes make their horsepower way up at the top of their RPM range, where the two strokes, about mid range or so, they're making their horsepower. So they change up a few things with like variable cam timing and superchargers and stuff like that to mimic and get that boat out of the hole harder when it comes out and accelerates a little harder because of the different factors they have on them engines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely in the beginning of the four-stroke outboards. That was the deal. You can tune them to be awesome on the bottom end or top end. And just like Stefan had said, the variable valve timing and all, that has improved that quite a bit. And Mercury Marine is the industry leader at the high-performance four-stroke stuff because they're the only ones that have a racing division.
Oh, interesting.
And we get those all the time. They've got 300 and 400 Rs nowadays and all that are awesome motors.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sending in that question. A little bit earlier in our show today, we were talking about the weather and lightning. So I'm just curious, if I had a boat, let's say, that was docked, and then we had some serious thunderstorms that came through this week, and the lightning hits water, it hits docks, it hits all kinds of trees. I mean,
yeah.
And it can sort of spread, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Is there something you should, when you get back out to that boat on a good day, what should you look for? Are there some things that you should check to see if your boat was affected by the lightning?
Well, the first thing you're going to find is some weird things happening a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You get on your boat, maybe you have some electronics that aren't working, maybe an engine won't start, or you have a gauge that's acting up or something like mm-hmm. that. And if that happens typically after a lightning storm, you notice a lot of lightning in your area, it is a possibility your boat got struck by lightning. And it could have been that something close to the boat got struck by lightning, like a fence or something that's behind it, or mm-hmm. a tree or something mm-hmm. like that as well. Direct strikes, you can find those.
Oh, really?
Typically, they'll hit an antenna, something high on the boat, and it will explode that antenna. Or you just look for little pinholes and some charring. You can see that. I've seen boats where the lightning hit the windshield, right?
Oh, wow.
And pierced the metal of the windshield, and there you'll see black soot.
Oh, my.
And that kind of thing. And you end up looking for those kind of things where lightning strike happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have insurance on your boat, those situations are covered. Usually, okay?
Okay.
And then that'd be the best opportunity to take it to Key Marine, let them look at it and figure out, because a lot of times in lightning strikes, you're fixing stuff, trying to figure out what's going on. You have to fix this before you realize that this isn't working.
Well, I was going to say the current could go through the whole boat.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and it wreaks havoc on those electrical systems.
I would imagine, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess the best thing would be to bring it to you, right, Bill?
Yes, ma'am. We can definitely take care of it. And as a matter of fact, another one that Nick's working on right now is they don't always come out and, hey, you know, I got burn marks everywhere on me. You know, you just know that stuff isn't working right, and mm-hmm. you rule it out and chase it down. But, yeah, the lightning strike stuff can definitely do havoc on, like, control modules and ECMs and stuff like that, where, you know, it just takes a good skilled technician to find out. And like he said, you know, you got to fix what you know is wrong first, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you may find more wrong after that, but it just is what it is.
Okay, this is a good question. Storms pop up all the time around here. If I'm on the water, should I try to get off the water? If it's too far, are we safe in the boat?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
You don't really have a choice if you're too far out.
Yeah, if you're too far, the boat's your safest place because you don't want to jump overboard.
Any recommendations?
But I highly recommend do not touch metal things.
Yeah,
okay, if you got a T-top or a bimini or whatever on that boat, stay as far away from that and keep yourself low as you can.
Maybe
pull your antennas, bring your antennas down,
mm-hmm.
outriggers in, these kind of things, and then try to get to a safe spot somewhere.
Right, because they come up fast around here.
That's probably scares me more than anything when I'm on the water. I can deal with rough seas and things like that, but when lightning's popping, that worries me.
It is scary.
You know, I don't like it. I've never, knock on my wooden head here in this desk, been struck by lightning on a boat, but, mm-hmm. you know, you've seen it come close before. So, yeah,
sure.
That's kind of worrisome.
Yeah, and they do pop up out of nowhere around here,
they can. Let me ask your opinion on something. When you're out there on the water and it's doing that and you've done everything you can, do you think that there's a less chance of you getting struck if you're underway or sitting still?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I don't know. Either way, I think underway you probably might be safer. I don't know if you're moving away from the storm. I don't know.
That's interesting question. Yeah.
I just watch my passengers, and if I see their hair start standing up, I'm getting down on the floor. So that's what I do.
Yeah. That happened to my wife. It did. Yeah. That happened to my wife one time. We were really close, and she was accidentally touching the window thing, and
uh-huh.
I looked over, or the window frame,
uh-huh.
and I looked over at her, and her hair was standing straight out
oh
like this.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It didn't really
goodness.
Hurt her, but it was just enough to do that.
All right, got one more question, then we're going to have to do our giveaway here. Okay. Currently, we have an 18-foot pontoon, 60 horsepower. Can I, quote, bolt on an extra tune and also upgrade the motor to a higher HP?
That's kind of tricky, in my opinion, right there. It just depends on what the Coast Guard tag says. And then as far as bolting an extra pontoon, what do you think about
that? I've seen people do it. And I know I've seen a few boats do that. It works, you know, and it just depends on the boat and stuff. But, yes, you can do that. It's pretty expensive to do.
It's a lot of work.
But, you know, yeah, you can do that.
Okay, yep. You heard it right here on Boat Smart.
Yep.
Okay, we've got a giveaway to do, guys.
All right, Bill, we're going to let you do that.
Awesome. And this one right here, I don't know. I got a little flack from this one from the guys because maybe it's not worded just right. But, okay, so the question is, are you required to have a boating license to operate a boat in the state of Florida? A license is what I'm asking.
Interesting. Okay.
And the prize is going to be an official Mercury hat and a Mercury t-shirt.
Okay, great prize.
Yep, 850-437-1620. Text your answer in, and we'll be more than happy to give you that prize.
Okay, I'll be watching the text while you guys are giving us some more safety tips.
I do want to give out a shout-out before we get off the air today. Because, you know, a lot of times we think when part of what I do is put students to work. I had a dual-enrolled student in my classroom, high schooler in my classroom last year. This is one of the hardest-working students. I've told him several times, he reminds me of me when I was younger, because I worked really hard when I was in high school, and I still think I work hard, but, you know, back in those days. Went to high school, worked go to class at Georgetown, leave there, go to Taco Bell, and work until closing, right?
Wow.
And our thing was, when you get out of high school, we're going to make a plan. We're going to get you a job out in the industry. We're going to change this pattern for you, and we're going to get you out of there. Well, there was an opportunity. Remember, we're talking about opportunities, right? And that's our word for the year. There was an opportunity that came about, and the opportunity came from Flat Island Boat Works here in Pensacola. And Mr. Bredesen called me looking for an employee, and I sent my student over there, and he interviewed and got a job. So now he put in his two-week notice at Taco Bell.
Oh, great.
Did the right thing, put his two-week notice in, and he's going to start working over there while still able to go to school full-time.
Oh, that's awesome.
So this is going to be like a vacation for him.
Yeah, you know?
So
for
this
sure.
is going to be a vacation. So, yeah,
that's
congratulations.
Great. That's
yep.
great. Okay, we got a winner. Congratulations to Justin Fox. So Justin said, did they answer the question, Bill? You want to give that question one more time?
Okay, are you required in the state of Florida to have a boating license to operate a boat?
Okay, not in Florida, he says, but I had to in Alabama.
Yeah.
And I'm not familiar with Alabama's laws, but
yeah, they require it. Depending on, you can be grandfathered in, but you have to be at a certain age, you have to have the boating license.
And he says here, I made the quote-unquote grandfathered in time frame for Florida.
Very good.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so he won an official Mercury hat and a Mercury t-shirt. So you'll pick that up over at Key Marine. You want to get that address, Stefan?
Yeah, the address out there at Key Marine is 5621 Bayer Road, and the phone number 850-492-0487. Also, they do recommend that you do a boating course online.
Oh, okay.
So you at least do that. You
okay,
know.
That's good. Yep. That's reassuring to know. Okay, guys, Boat Smart, another quick show.
Lots
of questions today. Thanks to our listeners. Justin, I'll be sending you a text on how you can pick up your prize. Thanks for listening this morning. Anything you want to add before we go?
Just congratulations to Mr. Steve Savage for winning that big prize from Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade.
And where can we find that?
He's going to call my phone, 850.
YouTube.
The YouTube channel, yeah. Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade.
There you go.